Hey guys, I'm Marco from the Z94.3 Morning Show. Jesse Edwards joins me as well from the Midday Show. It is our Z94.3 Classic Album Face-Off. We have another episode we're heading towards with you guys right now where we take two different album sides, the same artist, we stack them against each other, and then we score the tracks from 1 to 5. 5 being the greatest song ever, 1 being, well, should be in the dump.
Given the albums we have on the docket today, I don't think we're going to see any ones.
No.
Maybe if we pulled something off of their final album with their bassist.
Yes.
The final cut, that is. We might see a couple ones there, but not this time. Marco, who do we have?
Pink Floyd. Couple great albums today for you guys. Dark Side and Wish You Were Here.
We're doing side two of both of these bad boys. Oh, man. Pink Floyd, one of my favorite bands of all time. Of course, my first experience was with Dark Side. What about you?
The Wall, actually. And I knew a little bit about Dark Side, mostly money, like many people.
Yeah.
But when I was in college, one of my roommates just really couldn't get enough of The Wall. And he was kind of a depressed guy. So that album sort of soothed him, which then brought me into trying to avoid depression by listening to it.
Yeah, well, I mean, like The Wall, very conceptual album.
Yes.
And a little deranged, but that's Roger Waters for
right.
you.
Absolutely.
So, but anyway, we're not doing The Wall today. It is, of course, we're going to start off with side two of Dark Side of the Moon. First track on this side is Money. What if you ask for a ride? All right, Marco, Money is such a unique song. First of all, it's not in standard 4-4 time. This is 7-4. You know, you count out the beats. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And they made the poor saxophone player solo over the odd time signature. And David Gilmour wasn't having any of that. He said, no, when it comes to my solo, we're going back to standard time. Because it's a pain in the butt to solo over an odd time signature. And what can you tell me about that intro loop with all the jingly jangly bits?
Well, I remember having been in the business for quite a while, if you needed a sound effect of jingling money, that you could snag that real quickly. That I do recall, but it absolutely was a unique song. I mean, when I remember hearing it at a age of around 18 or shortly more.
Yeah, and you probably heard it for the next, let's see, what does it say here? The next 741 weeks, this album was on the Billboard album charts. That's from 1973 to 1988. And it popped back up in 1991, too. This album's got some legs on it.
Well, it also got popular again because of The Wizard of Oz. You were able to line it up with The Wizard of Oz. That's what I'm looking for here.
Coincided?
Synced, yes. Synced with it, yes.
Yeah.
So that was the other element to it. So it kind of took on another life from that movie itself.
And the producer, Alan Parsons, of course, famous himself just for this album alone, but also the Alan Parsons Project. He said this was not intentional.
No.
No. It was just a very happy mistake.
Somebody who discovered it accidentally just had a little time on their hands, I guess, to do so.
A lot of time on their hands. All the Pink Floyd fans, they're a dedicated bunch, I'll tell you what.
Oh, they sure are.
Money gets a number what from Marco?
5.
5. This song's so cool. And this album, I think, could have been the first time where Pink Floyd really invited a lot of outside musicians to play on their album. We had, of course, a lot of backup singers. We had Great Gig in the Sky with a complete wordless vocals solo and saxophonist, a bunch of guest spots on this album, including, of course, the saxophonist on Money. All right, yeah, it's a 5, no question.
All right, let's move on, Jess. Side two of Dark Side of the Moon, track two is Us and Them. So it's the first track to be recorded on the album prior to Money. And then like 6 days later, apparently, Money's recorded, which, you know, they weren't messing around at that point, that's for sure.
What I love about this track is, pretty much almost every single Pink Floyd track, is that you have Roger Waters, who is an amazing lyricist. He can write the deepest lyrics and make them just flow so smoothly. And, of course, David Gilmour is singing lead on this song, which is something that Waters would eventually do more and more of, especially on The Wall. Waters did a lot of singing on that, but certainly on Dark Side of the Moon, most of the tracks here are sung by David Gilmour, and the idea of Us and Them could also have been titled Us Versus Them. Kind of makes you wonder, who's them?
Yeah.
Is it the government? Is it like the aristocracy? Is it the studio executives? Who knows? I think it's meant to be a little vague, just so it's really relatable to whoever is listening to it. There's always them to whoever you are. For me, is the cat's litter boxes. They keep getting full, and I wish they would just empty themselves.
Well, they do have those self-scooping ones if you're interested.
What?
Oh, yeah.
How much are they?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think they vary in price. Go to Amazon or somewhere else. You can see.
Okay. Yeah.
Not sure the wife will agree to that, but it's worth a try to look into.
Self-scooping litter boxes.
Yeah, when they do their little duty, it goes across and just...
Smarter every day. Thank you, Marco. I'm getting myself a late Christmas present.
Totally unrelatable to what we're talking about, but that's okay. Now, the rest of the audience knows that, too, in case you don't.
All right. Well, us and them. Gosh, I love how chill this Pink Floyd track is. And if you look further back into their catalog, they do a lot of songs like this, but never to this level of amazing production. Us and Them gets a 5 from me.
I couldn't agree more on that one as well.
Next up, we have Dark Side of the Moon's third instrumental, preceding it, of course, on side one, On the Run and Great Gig in the Sky. It's Any Color You Like. All right, Marco, this one clocks in at about 3.5 minutes, not too long, not too short, and it's one of the only times you hear Pink Floyd get a little funky right in the middle there.
I noticed that element of it, too, and it was... So I said to you, it reminded me of the Guess Who Share the Land, which you're a little less familiar with, and that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to go ahead and listen to it.
Yeah, you have to.
I don't remember it at all. All right, well, you know what? There's not a whole lot to talk about in this one other than that it's an instrumental. It's a really competent instrumental. I guess just because it's lacking the acerbic wit of Roger Waters, I'll give it a 4.
I'm going to drop to a 3 on this one for me.
Ow. Sorry, I'm trying to open my...
That was
pen.
An ow because he got himself in the finger, not an ow as in, how could you do that to that song?
No, I poked myself with my pen. All right, there we go. Any Color You Like, a 4 and a 3. Dark Side, you're slipping. Up next is Brain Damage.
I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
Which is really a two-parter. You know what? How's this? Let's combine both Brain Damage and Eclipse because these songs, they
go... Sure, they flow right into each other.
Yeah, and they're basically about the same thing.
Yep. There you are, Brain Damage into Eclipse. We'll wrap up side 2 of Dark Side of the Moon. It's such a great album. It really, really is.
And... what a great way to close it out. Right. I mean, first of all, you have an epic musical buildup, and I guess we can credit a lot of that to Alan Parsons, the producer, of course, but along with David Gilmour. And then you have the excellent writing by Roger Waters, who really knows how to craft a narrative here. And as I said, it is the perfect way to close this album out. But if you think about it, just because Roger Waters loved doing this, you have that heartbeat that closes the album.
Yes.
And if you remember... Yes. You have that same heartbeat that opens the album.
Right.
So you could put this album on a continual loop for the rest of your life, or according to Billboard, for 741 weeks, and it would just go smoothly. It's a 5.
I'm going with a 5 as well. All right, I totally agree on that.
Mm. Knock it out of the park, Pink Floyd. Why'd you guys ever break up? That's so sad. Once again, this is the Z94.3 classic album Face Off. Marco and I, Jesse Edwards, take two different album sides from the same artist and put them against each other. Of course, the tracks are scored from 1 to 5. We're going to see a lot of 5s today. 5 being the best, of course. 1 being utterly forgettable. And at the end, we're going to tally it all up. Although I think what we're going to have to do this time is take the average because we don't have the same number of songs on these album sides. And whoever's on top wins the prize. Whatever that prize is, I have no idea. We'll just let you know what we think about it. I'll tell you ahead of time. I think these are great. They're fantastic. And we're moving on to the next album. It's side 2 of Wish You Were Here. And straight out of the bullpen, let's have a cigar.
All right, and there you are. Have a Cigar is the first song on side 2 of Wish You Were Here with Pink Floyd, and actually with the vocals by Roy Harper as well.
Yeah, no one from Pink Floyd actually sang on this.
No. Apparently, Roger Waters' voice was strained a bit from Shine On Crazy Diamond, so he sought the assistance of a colleague and friend, Roy Harper, to do vocals, regretting later that he let that happen.
I still don't.
Which is interesting.
It is. You know what? You're Pink Floyd. This is the album right after Dark Side of the Moon. You've got all the time and money in the world. Take a week off. Let your voice get better and then record it. I don't know why he didn't. In fact, he could still go back and just re-record the track and I don't know.
Unless the label was really pushing for him to get it done. And when that happens, they don't care how it's done. They just want it done so that a band stays relevant to its fan base and stays popular. Who knows?
Oh, no.
I'm just guessing. Again, hypothetically.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, I recall reading something about the Eagles after Hotel California was out. And, of course, one of their biggest albums ever.
Right.
Their record label said, we'll give you $1 million if you get this next album done by Christmas.
Wow.
And the Eagles said, nah, we're good.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
You know, and nowadays they don't cut a record at all. They get $1 million per show, probably.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, think about it. You're the Eagles and you're at that point of your career where you can just turn your nose up to $1 million.
Interesting.
You know what? I like this song, but it's not the best. I'm going to give it a 4.
I'm going with 4 as well. I agree.
I'll tell you what, though. Roy Harper did a very good job of sounding like Roger Waters. If he didn't have liner credit notes, whatever, on the album, I would never have known this wasn't Roger singing it. All right, next up, we have the heavyweight song of the album, Wish You Were Here.
Walk on part in the war for a lead role in a cage.
And there you are. Side 2 again of Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here, Wish You Were Here, the bread and butter of the album, as we've said.
Which is high praise considering what else is on this album.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
You have the entirety of Shine On You Crazy Diamond acting as bookends for, well, the entire album. And that's one long song. Wish You Were Here, still like at 5.5 minutes, but it's one of the shorter songs on the album. So,
and really relating to Barrett's condition, apparently, with greed and ambition, battling with compassion and idealism, he was kind of a different guy. Around for the first 2 albums.
Yeah, I mean, he was the Pink Floyd band leader, heart and soul, really pushing these guys to do all kinds of crazy experiment stuff. And Syd Barrett, man, I'll tell you what, if he just didn't have one or 2 dozen too many LSD trips, there was one time where Pink Floyd was playing club gigs in England and Syd had, you know, popped some LSD and boom, he went missing for like a week. And when the guys finally caught up with him again, he was like a shell of a man, empty inside. No one knew where his brain went.
Wow.
And they couldn't move on with Syd. And that's about the time they recruited David Gilmour. Mm-hmm. As a guitarist and vocalist.
Makes you wonder if Syd was still involved and they recruited David as well along the way.
Yeah,
would the band sound? How different would it sound or have sounded through The Wall and the albums after that, for example?
I don't think we would have had The Wall, honestly.
Oh, well, The Wall was Roger's baby.
It was. Roger really respected Syd. And Syd was his best friend.
Yeah.
Roger Waters did not want to be the band leader. He never did. Hmm. He said Syd was just always better at it, and his vision was Pink Floyd.
I get it.
And with Syd gone, someone had to step up. The problem is, you now had 2 people trying to step up, being David and Roger.
Yep.
Oh, man, Wish You Were Here. Well, it's an automatic 5.
Yeah, same here, buddy.
It's got an iconic guitar line, beautiful lyrics, excellent production. Not done by Alan Parsons this time. He didn't want to work with the band again. I don't know why, but it doesn't matter. Still an excellent track.
So now we're near the end of our classic album, Face Off, as Side 2, Wish You Were Here, Pink Floyd. We're moving our way through that. Song 3, Shine On You Crazy Diamonds, Part 6 through 9. There you have it, Shine On You Crazy Diamond. Jess, your thoughts?
Despite this song being 12 and a half minutes, it's funny that we're only getting half of a song here because, of course, the other half is on the first side. Now, what I like more about this second half of the song is that it gets funky. Just like we had with Any Color You Like on Dark Side of the Moon, there is a section of Shine On You Crazy Diamond where Pink Floyd is channeling their inner Motown. And again, like the entire theme of this album, it's about Syd Barrett. Shine On You Crazy Diamond. Well, Syd's the crazy diamond. And a funny thing happened while they were recording this song.
Uh-oh.
There was an overweight, bald, great big fat dude who stumbled into the studio while Pink Floyd was recording, and no one knew who he was. And it wasn't until, I want to say, like an hour later that they realized it was Syd Barrett. Except it wasn't Syd. He was a completely changed man. He apparently didn't really
resemble himself.
Yeah.
Physically didn't.
Yeah, I mean, they say he just kind of sat around and mumbled, but he wasn't there mentally.
How awkward.
Yeah, that's strange.
You know?
Strange stuff.
Especially as much as dear as a friend as Roger felt about him and his feelings towards him, and then to see that.
It must have been heartbreaking.
Yeah. Because what do you say? That's the other thing. You know, hey, you're looking good. You can't. You know, because that's not the case.
I'm not even
sure. And mentally,
sure.
He's not looking, you know, any better.
Mm-mm. Poor Sid. And Sid actually did put out a solo album, I want to say in the 90s, but it was nonsense. You couldn't understand musically what was happening. He didn't sound like himself. Sad, sad, tragic tale. But I have to wonder, if Sid had stayed with Pink Floyd, would we have gotten an album like Dark Side? Or Wish You Were Here? What do you think?
And we already said we didn't think The Wall would have happened, so then what would have happened from then on out?
Yeah.
As well. But the band have disbanded sooner.
All right, enough talk about morose feelings. Marco, time to vote.
Time to vote.
Shine On You Crazy Diamond, parts 6 through 9, gets a what from our morning show, Marco?
4.
It's a 4. You know what? I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay.
Just because I really like that funky bit. It's very well written, of course, as usual. Everyone's performing at their peak. And if you want more, it's on side one.
So now we put your mind to the real test when you have to add those together.
You know, Marco, one of these days we're going to end up with a tie. We almost.
Yeah, that's true.
We almost got a tie today.
Did we?
That's
right.
Man. So I added up everything. And I actually
you
took
need
the average.
Do you need a cheap drum roll right about now?
No, okay, let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it. All right.
Oh, sorry. Like a rhythm of my head for a moment.
Okay, Dark Side gets a 4.6. Wish You Were Here. It's 4.5. 5.
Wow.
That's so close.
It is very close. We're going to have more of those, though. Our tie, like you said, it's coming. Depends on the titles next, whatever they may be.
What do we do if we get a tie? Do we follow it up the next podcast with 2 different album sides from that same artist? I think that's fair if we ever get a tie.
Or do we just let it go?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Screw it. All right, guys and girls, thanks for listening. This is the Z94.3 Classic Album Face-Off. I'm Jesse Edwards. He's Marco in the Morning. And we'll catch you next time.
See ya.